higher wholesale beef values helped live cattle futures firm on Monday. Decreasing domestic lean beef supplies and strong ground beef prices are pushing both to record price levels, says Daryl Peel. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 9th of April. Higher wholesale beef values helped live cattle futures firm on Monday. They closed an average of 67 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures low closed an average of 50 cents lower, except for $1.45 higher in spot April. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from inactive on very light demand to a standstill through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, FOB live prices were $2 lower in the Texas Panhandle at $184 hundredweight, $1 to $2 lower in Kansas at $183 to $184, $2 to $3 lower in Nebraska at $187, and $1 to $3 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $187. Dressed delivered prices were $3 to $5 lower in Nebraska at $296 to $297, and $2 to $3 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $297. The weighted average 5-area direct FOB live steer price last week was $2.50 lower at $185.73. The weighted average dressed delivered steer price was $2.62 lower at $296.87. Choice box beef cutout value was $4.90 higher Monday afternoon at $302.07 hundredweight. Select was $5.57 higher at $300.27. Turning to row crops, corn futures closed mostly fractionally higher to a penny higher, while Kansas City wheat futures closed mostly 5 cents higher. Nationwide last week, calves and feeder cattle sold $2 to $7 a hundredweight lower, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Sinking cattle futures prices were the primary pressure. Prices continued mostly sharply lower at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers and heifers sold $8 to $12 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are 6,800 head. Better quality feeders traded steady to $3 lower. Steer and heifer calves there sold $10 to $15 lower. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers sold $10 to $20 lower. Most of the decline was at weights lighter than 525 pounds. Feeder heifers sold $8 to $15 lower. There are 6,619 head on offer. Steers weighing 800 to 850 sold sharply lower at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where there are 3,780 head. Steers weighing 900 pounds sold $9 lower and then $3 lower at 950 pounds. Heifers weighing 600 pounds sold $13 lower and then $2 lower at 650 to 700 pounds, and sharply lower at 750 pounds, and then $9 lower at 800 pounds. Turning to weekly auction summaries in the Southeast, feeder classes sold mostly steady to $4 lower in Kentucky. However, there were instances of up to $4 higher for heavier calves. Yearlings traded mostly steady to $2 higher. In Tennessee, feeder steers sold $6 to $10 lower, and feeder heifers traded $4 to $6 lower. Finally, feeder steers sold mostly steady to $3 higher in Arkansas, with instances of $5 to $10 higher. Feeder heifers sold steady to $3 higher. Major U.S. financial indices closed little changed Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 11 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 1 point lower, but the NASDAQ was up 5 points. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed from 34 cents to 42 cents lower through the front six contracts. As reported in the last issue of Cattle Current, U.S. beef exports continued to firm in February, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Although volume was down, value for the month was 10% higher at $830.4 million. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, lent perspective in his weekly market comments on Monday. he explained beef exports continue to face headwinds as beef production decreases and beef prices increase in the U.S. market. Peel explains, a generally strong U.S. dollar adds additional headwinds, making U.S. beef imports more expensive to international customers. At the same time, decreasing domestic beef supplies in the United States, coupled with higher prices, attracts additional beef imports, with the strong dollar adding additional incentive for beef imports. He adds that beef imported to the U.S. typically is lean processing beef to supplement decreasing supplies of non-fed beef in the United States. Peel notes decreasing domestic lean beef supplies and strong ground beef prices are pushing both to record price levels. Moreover, while fed steer and heifer beef production is declining, Peel notes the current large percentage of yield grade 4 and 5 cattle in feedlots means that the supply of fatty 50% lean trimmings is high relative to lean beef supplies. That's your cattle current market update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 9th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.